Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the show. We're glad you're here with us tonight. I want to remind you of our call-in number. It's 323-203-0815. I want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us here to be with you each and every week. And I want to remind everybody that we broadcast live on Thursday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. But we're also rebroadcast multiple times on multiple LA Talk Radio channels. So if you miss the show, you can hear a rebroadcast. Or if you miss the show, you can download it at the website, latalkradio.com, Channel 1, Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communications. Dr. Allen, you are live on the air.
Great. Let's go to work.
Awesome. How has your week been?
Weekend was fine. I went and I worked for an executive group last weekend in Idaho, Boise, named Vistage, did three lectures, and I had my show for self-esteem at the One Institute. And that's good. And I'm doing dreams this weekend. So
amazing. The dream class is so stunning. Are you ready to take calls? Because Switchboard's telling me we've got calls coming in.
Yes. That's what I'm here for.
Awesome. All right. Switchboard,
hello.
Go calls. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. I called in a couple weeks ago, and I'm just sending a follow-up. I am trying the tickets that were given to me, will you escort me deal. So I just need to get some clarification about that. So I've asked my number 3, and he said, no, he couldn't do it. He had his kids. I asked my number 2, and he said, maybe. So now the event's on Saturday, and I'm considering asking a third person who I've never encountered before other than just in passing. So I wanted to find out about that and see how that, if that was okay. Or,
well, of course it's okay because he's number 4 because you don't have a number 1.
My number 1 is in 8 weeks.
I know that, but you don't have a number 1 right now.
Oh, no, right. So I just go ahead, and I've never actually met this guy. We just have mutual friends, so I thought about sending him a message that said, hey, I have these tickets to the race that I got from a friend. Would you consider escorting me? Is that how I would ask?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Just that, okay. And then, now my question was, this, so they're escorting you, so then they're taking over the lead in the date, and you just, excuse me, so I don't have to, I just follow along like a regular female then.
You are the, you're the person that's setting this up. It's your date, and you pay for it. You're bringing the tickets, and if you have a drink or a pop or something, you offer to pay for it. Because he's escorting you. This is a style of dating that is about as up-and-coming as courtship is, which is not very much. It's something that you can do and be a lady. It's like in the old days in the Midwest, we had ladies' choice in a dance class or group.
Sadie Hawkins!
What?
The Sadie Hawkins.
So, what
okay,
you're
that
doing
was my question.
Is, what?
So that was my question. I want to make sure that, so if I say, will you escort me, then I offer to pay, and then if he offers, I say, oh, sure, or,
yes.
You know, oh, no,
you
let me get
be
that.
A gentleman, but okay. It's your financial responsibility.
Okay. And so as far as the driving and everything, you just sort of play it by ear. If he says, I'll pick you up, then you go with it. And
yeah.
Otherwise, you...
Or you'll meet at the theater, whatever. But you'll let him say, you know, what he'd prefer. Tell him, I'm willing to pick you up, or I'm not really. I'm willing to meet you at the theater.
Okay. Yeah, this is a racetrack that's about an hour away, so we would have to, I mean, we could still meet there, but it's possible that we would drive together. So, okay, that was the only thing I had. My friend told me that I had questions about my narcissistic ex, but I don't remember what they are. I don't remember what they are, but that was my main question, was about the ticket. So,
very good.
This particular procedure,
this particular thing goes along with ritual stroking on behalf of women. That's where you flag, send, text, happy birthday or happy Hanukkah or something that is a ritual holiday, and that takes it out of the chasing category and puts it into an old-fashioned kind of stroking.
Okay, that's why you can do it. You can't do it over and over with the same guy, then it becomes masculine.
Yes, but you can do it until you realize he's not answering.
Okay. All right, that sounds good.
Okay.
And then I just reread Getting to I Do, and I had a question about, you talked about how women really need to be particularly presentable or start to be attractive to the eye of men. So in the past, in the past, I've been a very natural person, no makeup, no hair dye. So as far as, is that something that can be incorporated into being presentable, or is that something that I need to sort of start?
If you're with a natural man, there are men that don't own a suit. They have a shirt, pants, maybe a vest, and you've got to like that.
Okay. Well, I do. So it's meant to attract a different kind.
If you
it's
do,
just basically...
then you're natural people.
Okay. But as far as if not, then if the somebody that you're going for isn't that same kind of natural, then you need to sort of match their style. Is that
not
whatever
really.
You're comfortable with?
You can ask permission to shop for them. Many a woman has been the dresser for many a man.
Okay.
But you have to get permission to do it.
Okay. And then for yourself, as far as shopping and so forth, dresses and makeup and heels are better than
black? You do what you're
black?
Comfortable. Look, you're a better woman comfortable than uncomfortable.
Okay.
Do what you're feeling comfortable with, and understand that you're appealing to the ears, not the eyes.
Okay. So in that case,
and you're
have
doing
to make money.
The same to him.
Okay. All right. Because I was considering, you know, shopping and looking for some new things, so I wanted to kind of figure out which path I needed to take.
If you'd like to, if you want to reset your style, that's what you do.
Okay. That's perfectly fine. All right. I think that was it about
happy hunting.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Welcome.
Thanks, caller. Interesting thing, Dr. Allen, there to reset your style. But I agree with you. I think that if you're not comfortable in your skin when you change it, although I think that sometimes change is a little bit uncomfortable anyway.
Yes, always.
But sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's a little bit of...
I understand that. That's why I like Napoleon Hill's book, Outwitting the Devil, which you can listen to on YouTube, because he says the devil is nothing more than the fear of change.
I think people have a big fear of change, and I think
everybody has a big fear of change.
I think that's one of the reasons that this next question that we have is so interesting. And this lady says, not in love with my husband anymore, and I feel dishonorable toward him because I'm not in love with him anymore. I love him as a human being, but my attraction for him is gone, and I feel like I should end the relationship. However, the idea of change is terrifying me. What if I've made make a mistake by leaving him?
The fact, when in doubt, don't.
Oh.
When in doubt, don't. Stay till you can't stay. The end of a relationship is boring apathy and loving empathy.
Mm.
Because you've worked through the issues if you get to apathy and empathy.
Okay, that's interesting, because my grandmother used to recite a poem that was something like that, and it was first we love, then we pity. And, you know, she had this whole thing that she would recite.
Right.
And I didn't really understand that until I got older, and
I understand that.
You know, and we always
they
think that.
Found that arranged marriages work just as well, if not better, than romantic ones. Don't stay unless it's moral, ethical, and legal. But be careful about leaving, because the truth of the matter is, nobody's worth marrying. We've all got screws loose, and we're going to have to work through it.
Well,
so if you have to call the police, the doctor, and the lawyer, then you're ready to leave. But
right.
The end of a relationship is boredom and empathy. Rage,
yeah.
Hostility means you're in negative love. You're
right.
Still mad that they haven't changed enough.
Ah, awesome. Hey, I think we have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there, and do you have a question?
I am. Can you hear me?
We can.
Yeah, I
hello.
Can
Thank you, Dr. Allen. Thank you for taking my call. Dr. Allen, my question is with regard to my mother. I am an immigrant. I am an immigrant in the United States, and we've been living here for about 24 years. And since we've moved here, I've been taking care of my mother. So she lives with me. The problem
right.
I have is that I am, for whatever reason, I am extremely angry. And the relationship between us is kind of I totally, totally love her. But at the same time, I get very, very annoyed by her. Everything she does, and so the kind of the energy between us is always negative. And I have tried so hard to make myself not care about things that she does, and keep saying that, okay, don't be angry, but I always lose it. And I don't know why I am so, I think I know why I'm so angry, but I cannot forgive her for the things that happened when we were children. And
what is the worst thing? Let's hear what was the worst thing she did or did not do to you?
Well, one of the things that really bothers me, I was her firstborn and I was a girl. Within a year, she was pregnant and then she had a boy. She, from my perspective, she preferred my brother, and I was always there kind of, you know, not quite unwanted, but I felt unwanted. And
yes, I can hear that.
Are
you an only child? No, you have a brother.
I actually have two brothers and one sister. Four of us.
Do you split the sharing of her between all the siblings? Do you get it for 3 months and they do? You know what I mean? Are you sharing or are you burdened with the whole deal?
No, doctor. We do not share taking care of her, and she lives with me all the time.
Can you say to your siblings, you have how many brothers and sisters?
I have 2 brothers and 1 sister.
Okay. Can you tell them that you are going to, you can have a government, what city do you live in?
I'm from Colorado.
Colorado.
Well, I live in Colorado, yes.
Yes, and she lives with you.
What you can do is
you can notify your 2 brothers and sisters that you're going to divide up the year for living with you with the mother, or you're going to put her on a government conservatorship wherein a lawyer will run her affairs.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Allen, there
can
is
you
one...
Can you do
little...
that?
Yes.
What?
There is one thing that I should tell you that... I'm divorced. I have 2 children, and she does help me with the children.
Okay. Yes. Is she valuable to you in your life?
Yes. Yes.
Then why not take it as a bad job you need? What?
As you have, I'm just becoming familiar with your teaching. She is more than 51% valuable or good to me.
I'm telling you, if she's an asset to your life, keep her. Because people that take care of your kids that you trust won't hurt them. I hope she wouldn't hurt them. I understand. What culture are you from?
I'm from Iran.
Okay. I hate to say this, but in many cultures, boys outrank girls automatically.
Yes.
Well, that's a social problem, and I know you're suffering, but if you need her services, I want you to rationalize that you couldn't afford to pay her to do what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to, tell your 2 brothers and sister that you'd like them to take her off your hands for how much time? How much time do you want her gone?
Well, honestly, doctor, at the same time, I don't know if I can have her not be here at all.
All right. Therefore, she's a tenant in your home that pays her rent by babysitting for your kids. That's who she is. She's not your mother. She never was your mother. She was your egg producer. Do you see what I mean? And now she's paying you back by mothering your kids so you can go to work.
Yes.
So seeing her as valuable... What?
How do I deal with my anger? That's the thing that I
want to tell you what you do.
Yes.
You write letters to her that she's never going to see, and you can get a therapist to listen to your letters, or maybe a minister, somebody, a friend. Do you have a girlfriend that likes you enough to listen to your angry letters?
I do, doctor. I think that they are getting tired of me complaining about the same things all the time.
No, you're going to make a deal. You're going to make a deal with somebody that they will listen to your letters, not your gossip. Dear Mom, I'm angry with you because... Remember the time? Whatever. See, people don't want to just go in circles with your sad stories. If you write your mother a letter, it has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and it's done. And it's healing.
Dr. Allen, I have gone to several workshops. I spent 3 years in with different workshops and similar to Landmark.
Have you ever gone to Al-Anon?
No, I have not.
Al-Anon is for people that are married to drunks or disabled or uncomfortable with somebody. Al-Anon teaches good attitude towards people you're not fond of, and it's free.
Okay.
Will you do that?
I will definitely look that up. I have written several anger letters, you may say, towards her, and I've read that too when I was part of this group therapy.
And what happened?
So, doctor, there's always relief, but it's always temporary. And it seems that I get better.
Wait a minute.
And then it comes
what
back.
What if you write a letter every week for the rest of your life? Or her life? She's going to die.
I haven't done that, yes.
I mean, read a letter a week to somebody that knows you're reading because a therapist told you to do that. I'm a marriage, family, child therapist. I'm a behavioral therapist. I'm a transactional analyst. I'm wanting you to express your feelings to somebody that knows what you're doing and agrees to it. Maybe you can take them out to lunch and read the letter.
Okay.
You can go to Al-Anon and listen to people learning to love and accept people they don't like. Okay?
Okay. I'll do that, doctor. I'll definitely do that.
But do it every week, not just once in a while.
I guess that was my misunderstanding, that I thought, why doesn't it end? I thought, okay, you know, you go through the process, you write these anger letters.
I mean, I'm going to tell you something. This is Freud's work. He said, whatever happens to you that's painful under the age of 3 is wired into your nervous system just like a computer. And that you have to find somebody that's willing to listen to your letters or your statements until they lift. What you're doing is you're so embarrassed by your need to have a listener that you're not doing the work every week. Pretend you're going to therapy every week.
Okay.
Because you're wired for anger.
I am.
You'll be okay. Do you know when the best day of your life is going to be? When you go to her funeral and you're not guilty for neglecting her.
Doesn't that make me an awful person? I mean, how ungrateful am I?
No, dear. Doesn't it make you an ungrateful person?
Yeah.
You don't like your mother. She's not your mother. She was your egg donor. I'm telling you, you don't have a mother. I'm mothering you right now, and I'm telling you how to do it.
Okay.
Read a painful letter about your mother to some human being that is your friend.
Okay.
And do it every week.
Okay.
You have my permission to not like your mother. But you have my permission to let her pay restitution by babysitting for you so you can be a better mother to your kids. Is that true?
That is true. That is true.
Then would you please understand the deal that I'm helping you set up?
Okay. I think I understand. I will allow
I'm
myself
sad that your mother that. Loved boys better than girls. But that's the way it is. That's very painful. You didn't have a mother. But you managed to get married and have a couple of kids. Even if your marriage didn't work, you're still a good mother. But you need a babysitter.
I do.
So use her.
Mm-hmm.
Will you do that?
I will.
Call back.
I promise I will.
All right.
I will.
Thank you
so much. Okay.
You're
have
welcome.
Have a nice evening.
Bye. Thanks,
have
caller.
A nice life.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you, caller. I feel very empathetic toward her pain. Wow.
Well, just
hi,
we
caller.
Mothers, fathers.
Yes.
What?
Thank
We've got another caller, Dr. Allen.
Good. Let's go for it.
All right.
Yes,
caller, you're on the air.
All right. Let me start by saying I'm 55, and I was working with this guy who's 32. We worked together, and we were friends, and then over a year ago, he came on to me, and I thought we were on a relationship track. He got in. Then I told him I wouldn't do any casual sex, and he told me he didn't want a relationship. Then shortly after that, he did start a relationship with someone else. I was so hurt, I stopped in contact with him, even in our work. Now, just last month, a year later, he called me and he said that he missed me and he cared about me, didn't want me to be hurt by him again. And he said he's proposing that we resume what we had before, which is basically casual sex. And he said he can't wait to see me. Then 2 days later, I see him on Facebook saying that he's now in a relationship, and I see a video of him holding hands with another girl. And now he's coming back to my area and wants to meet up with me to do work together, but he hasn't mentioned anything about us. So my question, Dr. Allen, is it
yes.
okay to ask him what is up or what is his intention, whether it's just work now that he wants or he's still looking to connecting with me in what he was proposing before?
Well,
ask him?
If he's is he chasing you? Is he asking to date you?
Well, he was asking that we resume the sexual part.
He wants to have sex with you.
Yes, like we did before.
Are you getting paid for it?
No.
What are you having sex with somebody that doesn't want a relationship? Why are you doing that?
Well, I did that before, and I haven't started up with him again. But he was, before that, he wanted to meet up again and resume our connection. But then right after that, 2 days later, I see that he's holding hands with another new girl. And he said he's in a
relationship. All right, then he found a new girl that he wanted more than you. I hope to goodness that you don't give him free sex.
No, I don't plan to do that at all. But now he's coming back to my area and wants to meet up, first of all, to do work together. But, you know, I also want to know from
who? You want to ask him if he wants you?
Yes, what I want to know from him is whatever happened to what he was talking about before, just like a couple of weeks ago, about getting...
He met another woman.
Okay, yeah, I see that.
Not,
however,
what?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do you want to be his lover?
My body does want that, but my
I know that. Thank God, that's a perfect answer. My body wants him back as a lover because you're bonded to him physically. But do you want to be his mistress while he's relating to another woman?
No, I don't. So should I tell him up front that that is the case? I don't want to.
No, what you need to do is let him date you without intercourse until he has to make a decision to pick you or her.
Okay.
You still love him. Your body still loves him. So if he asks you out, go. He's not married. He's exploring women. But don't have oral, anal, or vaginal sex with him.
Okay. The thing is, he has, I believe, introduced the girl to his mother. So that
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Remember, you're not going to chase him. If he chases you and wants to date you, you're going to date him. He's not a married man.
Okay.
But I don't want you to chase him.
And chasing means even asking questions. I shouldn't ask.
I don't want you to ask him anything that would show him how much you love him.
Oh, okay.
Do not beg. Do not criticize. Do not beg anything.
So don't even let him know that I'm so hurt by him being with another girl.
No, dear. That's too... He will love that, feeling wanted by you. What I want you to do is date two other men along with him if he asks you. But don't chase him.
So if he wants to just do work with me, just straight work, that is okay as well?
I hope so.
Okay.
I want him to initiate everything.
Okay, got it.
I want you to be passive, patient, and vulnerable to him. Your body's not done with him yet, but there will be a day when you will say, no more. Or, hey, I waited and he came and got me.
Do you think just being around him physically, though, smelling him without him letting him in my body, do you think that'll keep the bond strong?
Wait a minute. No. All you need to do after you bonded is smell him. You work with him, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's going to either stimulate you or wear you out so you don't want him anymore. So every time you smell him, you're coming together like a couple. He's not. How old is he?
He's 32 and I'm 55.
Right. He is not bondable at this age. He's got to be up in 45, 55. You are mature, and you were bonded to him, you see? But now your body is stimulated when you smell him, but that doesn't mean you have to give him free sex. Let him chase you. And if he doesn't chase you, don't give up your job if you like it. Do you like your job?
Yes, I do.
Well, then don't ruin it by reacting to him. If he doesn't want you, good riddance. Replace him.
Okay. So it's not detrimental to me to continue being around him in the physical sense.
Okay. No, because you've already decided to be virtuous and not be a free girlfriend or a free wife or a free prostitute.
Okay.
Be virtuous.
Emotionally, I will not get even more bonded to him just by being around him more in a work setting.
No, because if he doesn't chase you, you're going to get apathetic and empathetic. You're going to fall out of love with him eventually.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Your body's in love with him. You aren't.
Yeah.
You're angry with him. You want to fight with him.
Yes. I want to confront him.
That's spoiling him. Don't spoil him.
Okay.
Men that don't want relationship commitments want bunches of women. But my women who don't want to be used for free sex, my women require commitment. And that keeps you healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So act like a lady and don't quit your job.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Yes, thank you,
we'll
Dr. Allen.
Back. Surely.
All right. Thank you, caller.
And Reed getting to I do.
Oh, definitely Reed getting to I do.
Good. Or staying married and loving it.
Yeah, read them both.
Hello.
What the heck? Hey, sure. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Dr. Allen, I do have a question. Dating advice.
What's your question?
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, I'm here.
Caller, you're on the air. Liar.
Here.
Yeah,
okay,
you're live.
I hear some feedback. Yeah, I've been dating somebody for 5 months. And
You've gone through the perfect period, and you're 1 month into the imperfect, and then you go to the negotiable period, and then you'll be committed. So, what's the problem?
Well, I've been dating this person for 5 months, and he was upset about a text message, like one or two text messages, and then just one little incident we had, which really wasn't that big of a deal. But he...
What was the incident?
Well, I was upset that he wasn't excited to see me after 2 weeks. Like, he wasn't, like, how he normally is excited to see me. He wasn't really that affectionate, I guess, after not seeing me for 2 weeks.
Had you made a contract for monogamy, continuity, and longevity?
Yeah, a contract. I mean, we were exclusive. We were dating exclusively.
Did you make continuity? I want to hear from you every week, and if I don't, I know you're dropping me, kind of thing. Had you discussed how often you'd see each other and when and how often you'd hear from him? And
yes,
he broke his agreement and ignored you.
Yes, he lives about an hour from me, and I'm a single mom. He's divorced, has no kids. He lives about an hour away, and 5 months we saw each other almost every single weekend, minus like one or two weekends. And he called
that,
me.
But did you have an agreement that he would see you every week?
I wouldn't say an agreement. We just talked about it each week, like when we were going to see each other
for
the following.
Did you have an agreement that you would see him at least once a week?
No, we didn't have an agreement.
And that's why you can't complain about anything, because you didn't have a contract for continuity. I want to see you once a week, or I want to get 3 phone calls, something that stipulates how he's going to pay attention to you.
Okay.
Because now I can't help you complain to him because he never made a commitment to you. He made a monogamous commitment, but that's sex. He did not make an agreement of how often he would come near you so your body would enjoy the feelings of being in love. You would go into deprivation, hunger. Now you become bitchy, and he loves it because he knows you love him more than he loves you.
Oh, man.
And the last contract item is longevity. Is it a one-night stand? Is it a shipboard romance? Is it a vacation tryst? What have you got? Are you guys aiming to getting married? Are you aiming to mate? What are you doing? Monogamy is how many people you are going to be intimate with sexually and socially. There are people who go right back on the websites, I'm single. They just committed to somebody, but they forgot, that person forgot that there's sexual monogamy and there's social monogamy. I'm going to tell everybody that I am committed. I'm not free. Then
what do I do from here?
Hear from you. What?
What do I do from here?
From here, is he called you for a date?
Well, we just, for the first time, he calls me every single day at the same time every day. We talk several times a day. But like I said, just recently, 2 days ago, he just said he wanted to slow things down. And
you know what,
we haven't really...
What he did was he said he wants to go back to freedom. And freedom is where he doesn't commit to stroking you, seeing you, smelling you, whatever. So... Before you have intercourse, would you be so kind as to go over the 3 C's? Chemistry, compatibility, and communication. See what he says about monogamy, sexually and socially. See what he says about continuity. How often is he going to see you or call you? And third, how long does he want this relationship to last? Will you do that before you have intercourse with him?
Oh, yeah, I'm writing all this down for sure.
All right.
100%.
Good.
Wow. You're a genius. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go rectify your mistake.
What's that?
Go rectify your mistake. You forgot to contract for continuity. And I bet you didn't tell him, do you want to marry?
Probably.
Well, then you've got to tell him, I want to get married someday. So if you don't want to get married ever, goodbye.
Okay. I can do that.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Caller.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Allen, I think we have time for one more call.
Okay, go for it. Right. Go for it.
All right. Let me tell our wonderful guy that we are. Oh, here we go. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Okay, yes. Let me mute my computer here.
All right, Dr. Allen, I think we have time for one more call.
Is there
actually,
a radio going on in there?
To,
yeah, she turned it off.
Unfortunately, the prior caller, I'm in a relationship that I got in quickly. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, he got into you.
Oh, okay. I got in really quickly, just because, but it's a committed monogamous relationship because everything seemed so perfect. There were lots of signs that this is, you know, gift from the universe kind of thing, meditating. But anyway, so, there was lots and lots of coincidences that we don't think are coincidences. And he committed, I mean, really fast, but now I'm feeling the same thing. He does see me every week, a couple times a week, but at first he was very lavish with his compliments and how he felt about me. And unfortunately, so I felt the same way, and I would say things. But now that we started having sex, it's like he's not saying as much. It's inconsistent, but I know he still cares about me, and I know he's being monogamous, and maybe I'm just being a baby about it, but it's bothering
over. He's courted what? You. He's courted you. He's mm-hmm. gotten into your body, and now he's flipping back on the strokes that you need to stay in love. Well,
yeah.
What you can do is the five tools for communicating. Tool number one, don't ask him what he feels, ask him what he thinks and wants. Second tool, make an appointment to teach, preach, bitch, moan, and question him. Third tool, this is the one you need. When he does something irritating to you, in fact, raise your right hand.
Okay.
I promise.
I promise.
I promise. On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect the man I love.
To respect the man I love.
Even when I think I'm smarter.
Even when I think I'm smarter.
Furthermore.
Furthermore.
I promise.
I promise.
To keep my yang mouth, masculine mouth shut.
Keep my masculine yang mouth shut. Mm-hmm.
Unless I have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer.
Unless I have to call the police, the doctor, or a lawyer.
So, if you want, make an appointment with him to tell him, honey, I'm talking on your behalf now. I want to say something to you that may be a little painful. Is it convenient for you to hear me, hopefully right now? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have
Should we do this in person or over the phone?
In person would be best.
Yeah, that's
and
what I thought. Okay, go ahead.
Part of it is you have every right to cut back on your affection. But it's turning me off. So if you want to turn me off, keep doing it. If you want me to stay with you, go back to the affection you used to give me that I loved so much. Got that?
That's good. That's exactly what I needed to hear. I didn't know how to tell him. Because I use your tools, and I'm very, very, very respectful, and I'm making myself available.
I understand but you got to make an appointment to tell him when you're in pain.
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
You can't go into a man's left lobe without an appointment. And I don't want men dumping their pukey feelings on us without an appointment.
Okay.
Awesome. Right. Thanks, caller.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, we are about out of time, and I want to remind everybody, if you want to sign up for any of the classes, and we have people fly in from all over the world to come to these classes. John Wayne Airport and LAX are very close to where our office is, where we do our classes. So what we've got coming up is in June and July, we have a couples class, we have the life script class, and we have getting to I do. A couple of openings, not very many. These classes are very small, very limited. Go to wantistore.com and find out the details and get yourself signed up. And let me see, what else do we have going on here? Yeah, we also have the want training. I missed that. We have the want training also coming up. So take a look at those classes. I highly recommend all of them. And Dr. Ellen, what do you have to say before we run away?
The only way you know you love yourself or anyone else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
We love you all. We'll be back with you next week. And until then, be safe.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.